Football fans love to take to the airways to break down every Vikings game.
Never seen a receiver go as hard as he does on every single play that he's out there.
Discuss off-season moves and transactions.
I think there's a lot of value where we picked him up, and we might look back in a couple, 2 or 3 years and think, wow, that was a heck of a pick.
Or preview the upcoming weekend. The radio is an outlet for fans to express their passion for the purple, but it is also a place for players to interact and reach out to the fans. And one Vikings veteran does just that.
You know, it's something that I'm trying to build on and grow in and mature at and try to hone in on some skills so that it can be something that I can do when I'm done with football. You know, I understand that this game can come and go from people and can be taken away from us any time that, you know, when we step out there on the football field. And so knowing that, you know, I just try to do my best to prepare for life after football and try to put myself in a position that I can still continue to be successful and enjoy to live the life that I've created for myself.
Tuesdays can only mean one thing at the Vikings flagship station KFAN, a weekly appearance by Aaron Henderson.
We really appreciate the fans, though. You guys always come out and show up for us. You keep fighting for us and rooting for us, and that means a lot to us. It makes it that much easier for us to go to work on Wednesday and continue to push forward and try to continue to get better.
Yeah.
And bring some excitement and some joy back to this city and to this town. The people here definitely deserve it. So, you know, the guys are going to continue to fight to try to bring some victories back here. We play our guts out on the field every Sunday. We bust our tails at practice throughout the week. And all you want to do is get out there and get victories on Sunday. And when you come up short and you come up with losses, that people start to look in different directions and start to try to figure out exactly what it is or who it is or what it is, as opposed to trying to be on the same page that you've always been on and having that same understanding.
What's one food you love but can't eat as much as you'd like because you have to stay in great shape?
Well, I have a pretty sexy figure no matter what I eat, so I don't really have to worry about that too much.
The veteran linebacker enjoys the opportunity to put his college degree to good use and give fans a chance to chat with him on a regular basis.
You know, it's a huge thing. It's a huge aspect of it because you start to learn how to deal with people. You know, being a communication major, a lot of it is about, you know, body language and how people, you know, you see things and how you perceive things and how you take things. And, you know, you look at the other side of that and you understand how it can affect people, you know, when you do or say certain things. So when you're in the media, you're a little bit more cautious. You know, you take a little bit more heed to the things that you may say or, you know, how it may be taken in the correct or incorrect context. So
Aaron has an outstanding personality. Now, the thing with Aaron, like a lot of players or people, he can be a little up and down with his personality depending on how the season goes. But nevertheless, Aaron's not afraid to tell it like it is, and he's naturally funny. He's not afraid of a microphone. And quite honestly, I think he has a future in broadcasting if he wants it.
His time on his weekly radio appearance has done more than just entertain the fans. It has been a learning experience in communications for his day-to-day life. Radio may become his post-playing career, but right now, Aaron is fully concentrated on continuing in football as the starting middle linebacker for the Vikings. Being an undrafted rookie who worked his way to where he is today, he never takes a day for granted in the NFL and is constantly striving to improve his game and continue his playing career.
I've learned that the moments in life are what count the most and what matter the most. And so I try to take it in, you know, day by day that I go here and try to really, you know, enjoy what I have in front of me and the opportunity that's being placed in front of me, as well as, you know, my family and being able to grow with them as well. So I look forward to what the future holds, and I definitely look back on my history and how I got here and can smile and be proud right now.
Taking advantage of every opportunity given to him is how Aaron Henderson approaches his time on the field and his time in the radio studio. He has worked to get where he is and always gives it everything he has each and every Sunday on the field.
It's something that you want to be able to look back on for your entire life, you know, and say that you were able to accomplish certain things and do things in a certain way. And one thing about playing this game is that once you go out there and do it, they can never take it away from you. So, you know, it's an opportunity every time I step out there on that field, and I understand that and I know that. And so, you know, it's a matter of putting your best foot forward and leaving some film and tape behind that you can be proud of when you look back.